Music Festival at Riverscape Metro Park. It's Information Radio on the Road. Now let's head down to the Celtic Festival and find out what's happening today. Well, hello from Riverscape and the Celtic Festival. This is our second year here to find out what all is happening at this festival, which I think is getting larger every year. And so far, you've been very lucky with the weather every year. And I am speaking with Sean Kane, and he is the publicity co-chairman for the Celtic Fest. And Sean, thanks for taking time to come by and speak with us today.
Well, welcome. Thank you for coming down. We appreciate the coverage of our event. This is our 13th year, and it's turned out to be a great festival. The weather's holding up, and we're here, rain or shine. It's free admission. Bring the whole family down. There's something for everybody. We got music and entertainment, dancing, bands, got plenty of good food, beverage, and merchandise to purchase. We got a children's area. We had our 5K run and walk and 10K run. Tomorrow we got a bike ride. And then tomorrow morning also we have our Celtic breakfast from 9 to 12:30. And then also we're having the Gaelic Mass at 10. So bring the whole family down. It's affordable. It's fun. And you can hear some great music and watch some great dancing.
Well, and you mentioned you had good food. And you also have a good drink here as well, right?
Yes. We have some authentic beverages. Guinness and Bushmills, and we're also having a whiskey tasting today, one at 4 and one at 7. There's two sessions today, and there's also one tomorrow at 4 p.m., so there's plenty of authentic Celtic beverages as well, and the food is, we have some authentic Celtic food, scones, shepherd's pie, different fish and chips dishes, corned beef, cabbage, and a lot of other traditional festival food. We've been fortunate to have a lot of good vendors come down this year to provide us, really, with a lot of variety, so there's really something for everybody.
And you mentioned this is your 13th year.
Yes.
How long have you been with the Celtic Festival?
Well, I've been with it in various capacities since we started. I've gotten more involved. I've really been doing the role I've been doing in the marketing publicity area for 10 years now. Now, that's even expanded a little bit. We did a reorganization, so I've gotten a little bit more involved, not in just the media relations, but also some of the sponsorship and things of that nature. Dealing more with the businesses that we deal with, and a lot of working with the websites and things like that. So,
well, so since you've been with it since day one, what was the first year like for Celtic Festival? Did you have it here at Riverscape, or where did you hold it?
Yes, we did. We had it here at Riverscape, but it was just a much smaller area. We had pretty much one corner of the street. We didn't have all this area blocked off to traffic like we do now. It's gotten to be a much bigger event. We didn't have all the sponsors. We were pretty much, to get started, relying on grants and donations and things like that. So when we first started, we had one small corner, and each year, gradually we started getting, more and more area, and you realize they needed to expand, and Five Rivers Metro Parks has been a great partner with us to work with us and providing all the necessary security and the facilities and everything. So it's gotten to be a lot bigger, and we're continually rated the top, if one of the top, if not the top festival in the Dayton area.
Well, and your festival has survived where others haven't. What was the Dayton Lights?
City Folk Festival.
Yeah. And if for a while it was free, like this one
right.
is, and then they had to charge, and then after they did that, it went away.
Right, and that's why, we are trying to do everything to keep the festival free, and it helps with getting the different sponsorships and grants and donations, and also we do pass around a donation bucket brigade after the musician and dance performances, because it does help keep the festival free, and we want to do that because, like I said, we can bring the whole family down. I mean, it's unique because you have to go. Sit here, a lot of these bands perform, you'd have to probably pay a cover charge or, pay an admission fee or something. You don't have to do that here, so that's a big plus, and that's why, the grants and donations and everything are so important.
And some of your bands have come quite a ways to play here.
Yes, our four headliner bands all came from Ireland, and we've got four really terrific ones. Gaelic Storm back, we've had them for almost every year, and we've been real lucky to have them. Scythian, Socks in the Frying Pan, they're making their U.S. debut, so they're here this year. And also, you'll be hearing Full Set here. They'll be here in a little bit on this broadcast, and they're coming from Ireland as well. So events, and we also have a lot of regional and local bands as well.
Now, do you have any idea, well, you won't know for this year, but like how many people came to this event last year?
We estimated around 85,000. We were generally between 85,000 and 90,000.
It's kind of hard to get a real.
It's hard, yeah, without having it, somebody doing a head count. But we've kind of gauged it over the years, and we're guesstimating probably around 85,000-90,000. You know, comparing it with how we've done in the past, and the volume of tickets we've sold, drink tickets, and just kind of getting it's a guesstimate, but I think it's a pretty accurate one.
And mentioning drink tickets, if you want to drink the beer or to get into whiskey tasting, make sure you bring your photo ID with you, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Photo IDs will be required. We have to, obviously, 21 and up. You'll require you to have an armband and before you'll be served an alcoholic beverage. But it's a pretty affordable. The beers will be $6. You get two tickets. The $3 a ticket for the alcoholic beverages, and then the pop and water are $2 each.
Now, I have to confess my ignorance on this part of the subject. I see a lot of folks here wearing kilts, and I always thought that was Scottish, but it's Irish. Huh?
Well, it's both. Now, we're the Celtic festival, so we're Irish and Scottish and Welsh. So there's a mix. You know, we got the bagpipes, and we got in our cultural area, we've got the clandestine. They're doing a reenactment of Scottish settlement in the earlier colonial times. So this is a Celtic festival. It's Irish and Scottish. But yeah, we also that brings up another point. We also have a kilt parade. They'll be coming around. Around 6:30 p.m. tonight, and also tomorrow afternoon after the Gaelic Mass, they'll be doing a parade. So if you want to don a kilt and join the parade,
You're welcome to do it.
Yes.
And fortunately, we're on radio, so if I were to wear one, I'd be okay.
Yeah, same here. I'm like, I haven't done the kilt thing yet, but plenty of guys do, and it's a good time.
Okay, well, Sean, I thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us and kind of fill us in on the whys and wherefores of this. Is there anything maybe that you want to mention that I haven't picked your brain about yet?
No, I think we're pretty good. We've covered everything. The key thing I want to mention, it's down here at Riverscape. It's centrally located, plenty of parking. It's free admission. We're here rain or shine. We got, there's tents under cover here. So
how late does it go tonight?
It goes tonight until 11 p.m.
And then tomorrow?
Tomorrow starts at 9 a.m. and goes until 6 p.m.
Okay, so there's plenty of time to get down here.
Yep,
and enjoy the free music.
Yep.
The camaraderie.
Yes.
And bring your ID if you want to partake in the spirits.
Yes.
So I think we got it covered. So come on down. The weather's good. No rain. Lots of sunshine.
That's right.
And come down to the Celtic Fest.
Yes.
Again, Sean, thank you very much for
speaking
with me. And we are going to be speaking, looks like, with Kathleen Dwyer in just a moment. From the she's the director of the Dwyer School of Irish Dance.
Yes.
All right. So, oops, while I'm getting the correct microphone turned up and down here, you're good. Yeah, you would, please. Do a little housekeeping here. And we'll get Kathleen to tell us a little bit about the Dwyer School of Dance. And we have two ladies coming up here, so one can sit. We've got headsets for both sides here. So we will take just a minute here. And, of course, in the background, you can hear the bagpipes playing, which is always good for the background music for us here at the Celtic Festival. So, okay, I have two ladies donning headsets here. One of these ladies I know is Kathleen, and that is...
Yes, Kathleen Dwyer.
Kathleen, and I have...
Aaron Rosati.
Aaron, and Kathleen, you are with the Dwyer School of Irish Dance.
Yes.
That's the folks that kind of stand in a line, and it looks like they're stiff except for their feet, right?
We are the river dancers, That's how people recognize the Irish dancing anymore.
Okay, so tell me a little bit, how long has the school been around?
Our school opened in late November
2011.
Okay, and how many students do you have?
We have 63 students right now.
And they range in age from what to what?
We have dancers from 4 years of age on up to 22 at the moment.
Yep, I'm going to get her to pull your microphone up a little. There you go. Now you're good. So we'll hear you better.
I'm a rookie.
Not a problem. So the dancing you're teaching is what we normally recognize as what, the clog dancing? Is that, or is there more to it than that? I'm sure there is. But
sure. It's the Irish step dancing. So it is, you know, everything needs to be danced in time. And people see Irish dancing, it's a little bit different than what you might see of other forms. We're all dancing in time. So we're all dancing the same thing at the same time, which usually the people in the audience find that just thrilling. And that, but that's what we teach them, to dance on time, all together.
Together. You got to be able to keep a beat then, right?
Oh, yes. Timing is the most important thing in Irish dancing.
Okay, and Angie, you're involved with school as well?
Yes, I live in Columbus, so I teach with Dwyer School up there.
Okay, so you're in two locations?
Yes,
or more,
we are.
More than that?
Just two locations.
Just the two locations. Okay, mm-hmm. Columbus and Dayton. And where are you located in Dayton?
We are in Centerville. We're on Franklin Street, very close, just east of Centerville High School.
Okay.
So we are set up. We have our main studio there. And then Aaron just started teaching at the Columbus Preparatory Academy in Columbus. And she's up there with her little group. So it's growing, and it's going very well.
So tell me, how did you get involved in doing this? Either one of you, really.
Well, myself, my Aunt Tess started teaching in the Dayton area. She immigrated to Dayton from Dublin back in the early 60s. And my father soon followed her, and I started teaching or dancing as a young child. And after college, got my teaching certificate and started teaching. And Erin started, I know, as a very young little one.
Yeah, my mother actually took with her Aunt Tess. So,
so you actually started out as a student then, is that right?
Yes, learning then. 5 years old.
Okay, so you've got most of these steps down in pretty good order
bad.
Now, right?
Yeah.
Got them all in your head?
You
can do them?
Yeah.
But you guys didn't come with your shoes, right, or your taps to...
Oh, I'm sorry. We left those in the car.
You'll have to come watch the dancers tomorrow on stage.
So, okay, let's talk about the dancers again. Like I said, it's a wide range of... Is it boys and girls? Or
yes, we have a lot of boys in our group. In fact, they did. We just returned from our North American Championships in Montreal. Those are held over the July 4th week. We had our youngest boy, he's under 9, he placed 5th place at the North Americans, that was up in Montreal. Our under 11 boy was 3rd place. Actually, they're both my sons, so I'm very, very proud of both of them. Yeah. We had one of our under 14 young ladies, she just missed getting into the placings, but she danced at the World Championships this year in the under 14 ladies and was absolutely wonderful. We had 7 dancers that went to Montreal. And so the end of this July, it's very nice to come down to the Celtic Festival and enjoy it and show them off a little bit and let them have fun with their dancing.
So what's the number of students you're going to have on the stage? Do you know?
Tomorrow, I believe we have 43 dancers that will be here, from our youngest beginners all the way up to our oldest gentleman, who's actually our
regional champion.
He's our regional champion right now. He's men's under 20 regional champion.
If you got 40, they should have no trouble hearing them then on the
stage. Absolutely not. Do not miss the beginning of the show. That's when they're all out there.
Now, and what time is this tomorrow?
Well, we will be up at 2:30.
2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes, Mid-USA stage. On St. Clair Street.
On St. Clair. Okay, so you're not on the main stage. You're over on St. Clair.
And correct.
Because I should mention, there are multiple stages here.
Exactly.
For different events. And with the 40, is that from both Columbus and Dayton? Is that kind of combined, or is this just the Dayton students?
I don't think our Columbus girls are coming down, so just our Dayton today.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So and are you going to kind of be... coaching them then? Is that on the sidelines?
We're side stage, reeling them in and getting them up there.
Right, exactly. Aaron comes in and works with them on the Sunday, and also we have a gentleman that comes in from Boston that works with our kids. He's world-renowned choreographer Michael Smith. He comes in
and we have like camps with the kids. So we just did that actually last week.
So it's kind of like high school bands. They have band camp, and
yes,
you have
right.
A dance
it's
camp.
It's a dance thing. Camp.
Do you actually go to camp someplace? You go out someplace?
There's some dance schools that do that. We just have it at our dance school. We don't keep our kids overnight. I'm not ready for that.
That's a big undertaking.
They just come in for the 4 days at their assigned class times, and we wear them out and send them home.
Well, I'm sure their parents appreciate that.
Yes.
Again, what's the youngest age? I think you told me what their age range was.
What's the youngest? Four years old.
Four years old. And at 4 years old, they've got the wherewithal to be able to figure out how to keep time and do all this?
Some kids.
It depends. Sometimes we may have them come back when they're five, but...
Okay.
A lot of it is actually, just coordination, body control, and attention span.
And you mentioned that you have a lot of boys in your group, but what's the ratio of girls to boys?
Right now we have
the boys are
seven boys.
Seven
but
boys?
We're always looking for more
yes.
boys.
Well, that's a good reason for a boy to want to get into the group.
Absolutely. The brothers of the girls that dance love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we do encourage it. And, it's an extremely competitive, athletic form of dance.
Yeah, you wouldn't think about that being athletic, but it is. I mean, that
extremely.
Requires a lot of muscle control. Right?
Yes.
And, I mean, you got to be kind of multitasking, too. Not only you got to know what your feet are doing, but what
but
your
But they have to be doing it properly, you know.
Yeah, and they got to be doing it with everybody else.
Exactly. And, it's almost like when they're competing, they do three steps in a row. It's like sprinting a mile. It's extremely cardio geared, and a lot of they're powering off the floor and they're flying through the air.
It's
and then
intense.
We expect them to hit the floor in their hard shoes and be very loud. So it takes a lot of energy.
I was watching. Was it on Channel 2? I don't know if you folks had supplied those girls for that one or what, but they were showing some of the, what, they scuffed the foot forward and bring it back. And
right, and that was probably that they were showing you the hard shoes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's fiberglass. It's a fiberglass tip that's glued to the bottom of the shoe, and there's also fiberglass on the heel so that when you click in the air,
right.
you can slice through the air and you hit those heels together, and it makes the sound.
Wow, okay.
And I think the crowd prefers the hard shoes.
I think so, too.
Now, what are you guys, are you going to be using hard shoes tomorrow? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's our opening number.
With all 40 of these kids, right?
Well, our championship group will start it off with our a cappella piece, and then we do end up bringing about 20 of them on stage for a really fabulous number we call Light It Up. So you don't want to miss the beginning of the show. Right?
And you haven't performed here before then, is that right?
We were here last year.
Last year?
For last year's, yes.
Okay. So... You're ready, and how's the crowd reception been to that?
Incredible.
Wonderful.
The more noise you make, the more noise they make. Then,
correct. Right? Very good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, last night we had an extremely huge crowd. I was really thrilled for the kids. It was wonderful energy. We were up at 9 o'clock last night, followed by Doolahan, who's a local Irish band. I'm sure you've heard of them before.
Right?
They're wonderful.
Yes.
And it was just a great energy in the crowd last night for the kids. And they feed off of that.
Right.
Well... I certainly will have to make a point to come down and watch
Please
these
2:30.
Young ladies and a couple of gentlemen
that's right.
do their thing on stage. And again, that's what time tonight?
2:30 tomorrow on Sunday.
We've already danced tonight.
We've already been on stage
so
today.
So 2:30 tomorrow, and the stage is?
The Mid-USA stage on St. Clair Street.
All right. And there's plenty of room there. That's all undercover.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
If you have a little bit of rain, it's not going to slow.
Don't let it stop you.
Don't let it stop you. We'll go up rain or shine.
All right.
No worries. Thank you very much.
It sounds good, and I see you got a little bit of your beer left there.
Just a little.
There's plenty more to be found, though, right?
Exactly. Go visit my husband's beer truck on Patterson.
Okay, ladies, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me. And again,
appreciate it.
Aaron, what's your last name again?
Rosati. It's very Irish.
Yeah, Aaron Rosati from County Clare.
Yes, Aaron O. Rosati. Yeah. That is.
Okay. And Kathleen Dwyer, and she's the director of the Dwyer School of Irish Dance, which is both in Dayton,
Centerville,
and in Columbus.
Yep.
So
appreciate it.
If you got in the mood to learn something about Irish dance, or you have a child that you may think that might be interested in that, these are the ways to contact us. Do you have a website or a phone number or something?
Yes, it's DwyerIrishDance.com.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook, Dwyer
page.
School of Irish Dance. We just launched, actually, our new website yesterday.
got a total upgrade and a facelift on that. We're having an open house August 17th at our Centerville studio. So if people like to stop by from 12:30 to 3:30, they can
come. Going to have some
visit.
Demonstrations down there, too?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's another thing you can go to if you...
That's right.
It's called Irish dance, or I call it clog dancing. Or
We'll stick with Irish.
We'll stick to the Irish dancing. Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you both for stopping.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay. And again, these ladies are involved with Irish dance. You're free. You can take that away, and you can let your ears breathe again. So we are here at the Celtic Festival, and... we are waiting for our...
We're going to do the McGovern Haley Dancers next.
Okay, sure.
That's coming up here in a few minutes. So.
All righty. So why don't we go ahead and... Are they here? Are the dancers here?
Yeah, they're here. I'm sorry.
Are the dancers here now?
The director is here. Stay alive.
Okay. Well, we can...
For the McGovern Haley Dancers.
Okay, we will do it. And we can talk to two of you at one time here.
There's just one of us.
So just one of you?
Here to hang out.
Okay, she can listen if she wants. All right. So we're making a little shift here. You need to put this headset on. And that looks good. If you want to listen, you can put that one on.
Don't interject.
And I'm going to... I didn't get your name, first of all.
My name is Shayla McGovern.
Shayla McGovern. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you are the director of the McGovern...
Kaylee
Dancers.
Yes.
Okay, and what is a Kaylee Dancer? Is that a
Kaylee Dancer is an Irish dancer.
Okay, so it's an Irish...
Yeah, Kaylee is the Irish word for gathering or party or something like that. So when I opened up the school, I thought, we're having a party, so I'm going to call them Party Dancers.
Party Dancers, okay. So this is the Irish dancing that we're thinking of. I say clawed dancing. That's probably
clawed
not
dancing,
the
and then
right
some thing. Irish dancer punches you in the nose.
Right, because they're saying that it's not clawed dancing.
No.
So, but for the less astute person, I mean, it's where you're up on stage, your feet are doing lots of things,
and your arms are doing nothing.
And your arms are doing nothing, but your feet are doing things in conjunction with other people's feet who are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, how long has your school been around?
We've been around since 1999.
1999. Have you been coming down here to the Celtic Festival?
I have been to the very first Celtic Festival, to hopefully not the very last one this year, but every one so far.
By the looks of the crowd, I don't think it's going to be the last one.
No, I don't think so. This is a very popular festival.
And where is your school located?
We actually have four locations. So I teach right here in Dayton, Ohio, in the St. Anthony's Belmont area. We have a studio up in Troy, Ohio. And then I have two locations in Indiana, one in West Lafayette, Indiana, which is by Purdue University, and then one in Wabash, Indiana as well.
All right. And so between all those locations, how many students do you have?
I have about 80 dancers on the 80, books.
80 dancers on the books. Okay. And now, how many are you bringing down here?
This weekend, I had 38 dancers sign up for performing, and so all 38 dancers will be on the stage at any time.
Okay. And which stage are they going to be on?
We dance at the Mid-USA Credit Union stage.
Okay. That's one on St. Clair Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, and are you yet to perform today, or?
We already did a fantastic performance this afternoon. We'll be back on Sunday at 1:20.
So they missed it for today.
They
right?
missed it for today, but
that's
they
can all right. come down tomorrow. There's still another day of the of the Celtic Festival. What is the age range of the students that you have?
I like to take dancers starting at age 4. You don't have to start at age 4 because I do have dancers that are adult dancers that start sometimes when they're 50, sometimes when they're in high school, sometimes when they're well over 50. I just, you know, if somebody wants to learn how to do Irish dancing, I will teach them to the best of my ability and the best of their ability. You know, sometimes when you're a little over 50, your range of motion isn't exactly
yeah, tell me about
the
it.
Same as the 4-year-olds.
So, I'm wondering, I asked the other lady who was here, I said, does a 4-year-old have the wherewithal to be able to figure out how to get all this timing?
They do for about 45 minutes per class.
Okay, and then they're on to something else, right?
Yeah, you have to give them little breaks here and there. They do have a balance issue. You know, 4-year-olds can't stand on one leg for a very long time.
Neither can 50-year-olds.
When you learn how to Irish dance, there's a lot of things where you pick up one leg and then move to the next, and you have to do it slowly when you're starting. And so that's difficult for four-year-olds, but they can do it. It's no problem. And you just, you know, you break everything up into little chunks, and they're happy to dance around and have breaks. And
so the 30-some-odd students that you've got coming this weekend, what's the age range on those folks?
I had both Friday and Saturday, I had one of my four-year-olds come to dance. On Sunday, I'll have a different four-year-old. But they're about the same, you know, level. They get up there and do their thing, and they're cute as anything. And I think my oldest dancers performing today are... Oh, they're going to kill me if I overage them. But I do have a group of adults that went away to college and decided they wanted to come back and dance just for this festival. So we call them the prodigals. And so
okay.
I have some college and extended age college children dancing
okay.
with me, people.
They can drink beer, right?
They are old
okay.
enough to drink beer,
right,
yeah,
so
yeah. Some of them have been drinking beer for many years.
So what is the biggest crowd pleaser of the things that you do?
When, you know, people always like to see the little kids dance. They're cute as anything, and they can do no wrong. We have a couple of kids that have special needs that dance with us, and they really bring down the house. But I think our finale, our final show, where we put on our hard shoes, we mix in a lot of the beginners and the more experienced dancers, and then we end it with an a cappella piece where it's just the hard shoes that, you know, loud thumpity thump 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 thump
right.
noise,
yeah.
which makes everybody go crazy. So we save that for the end.
Okay, so yeah, that's definitely a crowd pleaser.
Absolutely.
Do you perform?
Oh, and there's me also. People love me.
They love you. Are you dancing up there too?
No.
Oh, just being there, huh?
Yeah, it's just my presence.
Well.
Did you know that Irish dance teachers are very humble?
I just found that out, right? Boy, I forgot the next question I was going to ask you. Oh, I know what it was. Do you perform at other fairs and festivals?
Absolutely. We perform probably 80 times a year. So we dance at all kinds of festivals. We dance at the Dayton International Festival in May. We dance for private parties and festivities. Lots of festivals. And, you know, pretty much if you want us to come dance for you, mm-hmm. we'll dance for you.
So when you're not... with the dancers and keeping them organized, getting ready to go on stage, right, have you been wandered around the festival and finding anything of interest?
The pork chops are really good.
Okay.
If you have not been to the booth that serves the pork chops, they are stunning. And then there's some really beautiful jewelry made by Irish American Gold. Morris White is a goldsmith, and he has some really beautiful jewelry, and he's a really interesting character to talk to. You should definitely check him out.
Well, it's always interesting to talk to interesting characters.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah. I wouldn't know.
Have you been watching some of the other performers on stage?
Oh, absolutely. You got to keep an eye on the other dance schools, see what they're coming up with, and then you're always looking for good music to dance to, and, you know, just good music to hang out and chat with your friends to as well.
Well, who was it? Let me find her name here. Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, her other teacher, they were out here. I was watching them before. They were having their lunch before they came on, and I don't know, the band was playing something. They all just got up and went dancing somewhere.
Yeah, you absolutely can't help yourself. if there's a good song, especially a good Irish dancing tune, you know, a good reel or a jig or something like that, it doesn't matter if you stopped dancing when you were a young kid or you're, you know, a couple of broads like Kathleen and myself. You hear something good, you're going to get up and dance. You hear your feet tap, you can't help yourself.
And just a couple other questions here for you, and then you can go on and enjoy some more of the Celtic Fest. But I'm just drawing a blank here. Oh, I know. Your school, you have a web page, a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. We take new dancers all the time, so we don't have a season or anything like that. You can always jump in and start taking lessons. You can find us on the web at mcgoverndance.org. Or you can find us on Facebook at MCD Irish Dance Fan.
Okay. Now we'll try and talk over the music. It just got a lot louder in here.
I feel like I have to dance.
we won't hold you in your chair here too much longer. But I was wondering, what is the ratio of boys and girls in your classes?
You know, today I have 38 dancers here, and I have a 6-year-old boy, a 14-year-old boy, a father that's old enough to drink beer, And I think there's two other little guys that dance with me as well. So.
Okay, so this would be a good outlet for fellas, right?
I'm telling you what, all girls dig a dude that can dance. So if you want to come learn how to dance, do Irish dancing, the boy-to-girl ratio is incredible.
And I'm sure the girls will help them out learn how to dance. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I thank you so much, Katie, for speaking with me.
Shayla.
wrong person on the list.
That's all right.
But we're going to let you go and enjoy more of Celtic Fest. And thank you for coming by. And tomorrow, is that 2 o'clock?
Yes, I think so.
2 o'clock, down at the stage on St. Clair Street.
Right.
All right. We will be back with more from Celtic Festival. Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you very much.
Okay. From the Celtic Festival here at Riverscape, where we still have more folks to speak to. And hopefully we're going to be speaking with members of one of the bands. We're supposed to be speaking anyway with Michael Harrison, and maybe others from the headliner band Full Set. We'll see if they're able to get together here. We have we have.
Good news now.
No, we're gonna go right on. Keep right on going. So we're good.
Okay. Full Set on here.
Sure, bring them on. Okay, I can talk to two at a time. Yeah, just one here. Okay, right over here. Put you, have a seat. Okay, so.
10 minutes or so. 10 minutes or so. 10 minutes.
Yeah, about 10-15. So this is definitely live radio, so all our cues are being spoken as we go. You're going to find it to be very loud here right now, obviously, with all the other music, but we'll try and deal with it. If that's too loud, let me know. I like to hear it. You're good?
You're shouting.
All right.
Sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Norm, and you are?
What is it?
Norman?
Norman. Michael.
Michael.
Janine.
Michael Harrison, right?
That's me.
I have your last name anyway.
Janine.
Yeah. Okay, Janine and Michael Harrison. You are with the group known as... Full Set, and you're the headliner band here tonight at the Celtic Festival. Have you been here before?
Yeah, we were here last year. It was great to be here last year, and we really enjoyed ourselves, and we got good feedback from the audience, so it's great to be returning as a headliner. Yes, it's fantastic.
Where are you based in Ireland?
We're based from all over, really. Myself, I'm from Tipperary. Janine is originally from Dublin, and we also have our singer, Marianne, from County Mayo. Andy Meany's from Dublin. Martino Vacca is originally from Italy, but living in Limerick. And Eamon, who isn't with us at the moment because he's actually ill back home in Ireland. Hopefully he'll be out for the rest of the tour after this week, but he's from Tipperary also.
Well, every now and then I visit Dublin via Earth Cam, because there is a pub there that has a video camera on it. I don't know where it's called, Dublin Pub.
Oh.
And watch all the people kind of, seems like a very busy place, Dublin. But I'm going to just move this up a little bit here for you. And then my grandfather built a hotel in Lisdon Varna.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Do you know where that is?
Yes, we do. We actually play a set of tunes called The Road to Lisdon Varna, so we must keep an eye out for the hotel the next time.
Well, I don't know if it's still the same color. It was a little white building there, but of course my mother had a lot of stories about some of the shenanigans, I guess, that happened there. So tell me a little bit about your band. How long have you been together?
We've been together, I don't know now, probably 7 years at this stage. You know, we started when we were quite young, but I suppose since the release of our first album, Notes at Liberty, we kind of took it on full time, and we started to tour the States from 2012 onwards, and now with the release of our second album, Notes After Dark, we seem to be doing quite well in America, and we hope to continue to do so.
I mean, I guess without stating the obvious, your repertoire is Irish music, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, we stick to the traditional roots. You know, we always that's the way we grew up, I suppose, was on the traditional route, kind of traditional music, and so, you know, we incorporate our tunes and our songs from that particular route, but also putting our own stamp on it, a bit of a modern edge through our arrangements. You know, we all have different ideas, so we like to come together, put them to the table, and see what we come up with.
Now, when are you guys on stage? You're on this evening, or...?
Yeah, we're on actually in an hour. So we're on at 4 o'clock.
Just one performance today?
Well, 20 past 4 on the main stage, and then we're on again at 9:50 on the traditional stage. So
okay.
Yeah, so yeah, looking forward to it all.
So you get enough time to get a little rest in between then?
In between, we'll play a few tunes on the traditional stage. There's a ceilidh going on between 7:30 and 9:30, so we might be there as well for that. And it's all go today, but why not? You're at a festival. You got to keep it going. It'll be great fun.
And I have to ask you, what is your what do you do with the band?
I play the button accordion.
Oh, the button box, right?
Yeah.
And which is not really an accordion, though, right? An accordion has... Like it plays like a piano?
There is a piano accordion as well, but you'd call it a button accordion because it's got two row buttons on the side.
Yeah. Is that hard to figure out?
No, it took a while, but
she makes it look easy.
With a bit of practice.
Now, was that something that you kind of took up on your own, or how did you get into playing that?
It was my grandmother that started me playing on that, and I started when I was 7, so I've been at it for a couple of years.
Okay, so you're there playing the button box, yeah. And what are you playing?
I play the fiddle.
The fiddle?
Yep.
Okay, so, and you know, did you guys see something on TV here locally?
Yeah,
earlier?
We did yesterday morning. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday morning we were on WBTN. And,
WBTN, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought I saw you guys.
Did you see us?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet, but
yeah.
It was good fun, yeah.
So, of course, you know, I mean, on TV you get maybe 2 minutes to play.
Yeah, we're trying to see what we could do to fit in our set. So, but no, we got enough time. We kind of fit it in, and it was good fun. Like, they're lovely to work with.
Well, maybe they'll send you a DVD of it or something so you can see how you looked on TV.
Not sure if I want to.
I remember you because you were stomping your foot when you were playing the button box. Keeping the beat. And
she's a heavy foot. She does.
I have a very heavy foot.
I could hear it.
I think it's made of lead, actually.
When you watch the video, you'll be able to hear your foot tapping.
And that's probably all you'll hear.
So, before you guys got together as a band, so you're all doing your own things, or were you with other groups, or how did that?
No, some of us were with different groups and things like that, yeah, but we always met through the different Irish music festivals and things, and I suppose myself and Janine originally met through the festivals, and we started going out, and actually only recently we got married, so.
Oh, okay, so you're husband and wife.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
You didn't tell me that one.
I said I'd just let you know halfway through.
So,
you know, from the very start, yeah, we were quite young when we kind of started off the idea of full set, and as time has progressed, like, you know, we do still do our own things, but at the same time, we commit to full sets as well, full time. So.
And I know, I probably already know the answer to this next question, but I'm just going to ask you in case somebody out there listening doesn't. Is there still a lot of original music going on in the Irish pubs?
Compositions like, you know.
Just people just getting together playing.
Sessions. Yeah, a lot of that going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge amount of that going on, especially in the tourist areas. There's a lot of sessions, whether they're formal or informal, you know. So, but it's nice, yeah, to get together for a bit of a hoolie like that. Yeah.
Now, did you guys ever do any of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, we still do.
You still do?
That's the reason why we played in the first place, was just to enjoy it, like, you know, and just to kind of meet people. Play music, play whatever we want, you know, kind of thing. So it's great to do that. Like that's where a lot of the fun comes into the music, you know. So it's good.
Okay, so this is more what you're doing here is more of the formal stuff.
Yeah, it'll be more of the formal stuff, but we do definitely have the fun on stage. You know, that's what it's all about. Like, you know, and through the music, through the interaction with the audience, even the interaction between us on stage, we just really enjoy it. And it's good to know that if, you know, when we get the feeling that the audience is enjoying it too, the music comes out more. Then.
So, when did you fly over here? I guess you left from Shannon, right?
We did leave from Shannon, and it was we flew to Boston, on to Chicago, and then we drove from Chicago to Dayton. So
it was yesterday morning. Wasn't it when we got in? About 3 o'clock yesterday morning.
Three in the morning. Yeah.
Three in the morning.
So, yeah. We started the journey then two days ago, I suppose. But like, on the 24th, yeah.
Well, that's about a 5-hour drive from
Certainly
Chicago.
Certainly is. I felt every second of it. Yes.
That's if you can get out of Chicago.
Yeah. Well, that's the exciting part.
Well, if you were doing it at 3 a.m, it probably wasn't too bad. Well, no,
we arrived at 3, so 3. We definitely got the rush hour traffic at some stage there, yeah.
Yeah. So, is that... When you come here, is that your usual route to Shannon, Boston, Chicago, and drive to Dayton, or
actually,
was this?
Yeah, I think the last time I worked out like that as well. So it seems to be a bit of a habitual thing now. Yeah. So, We like it. We enjoy it. Why not?
Now how much stuff do you bring with you? You bring your button
bring
box, you bring your fiddle. And,
yeah,
and
we bring,
you
bring four other members.
You bring four other members and they're bringing their stuff, right?
Yeah, usually a big bag, small bag, and an instrument, and a bit of... we might pack in some merchandise somewhere or ship them off somewhere, so we have a bit of space now and again. So.
Now, have you been able to, in between your performances, to walk through the Celtic Festival and partake of any of the food and the drink?
Yeah. That's what we always enjoy about the festival, is just to get a real feel of it all. Like, so after our, before our sets, we always walk around, get our food. We only, yesterday had a nice, was it a Greek salad?
Yeah, we got some, yeah, we had a little walk around and we got, we went to the Greek place.
Yeah, it was lovely. So there's a lot of choice around here, you know. Afterwards, we walked up near the trad stage and got a sundae, you know, so lots to dip our fingers into.
Did you go see the American pastime of baseball across the street?
That was on. I was tempted to go in now, but I suppose, you know, the festivities got the better of me, I suppose.
Well, seems like they have a, when you come back next year, they always seem to have a game going on the same time as the festival,
that's,
you know.
Nice, yeah. So. It's nice for the Irish to taste the American culture, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hot dogs and popcorn, generally. So, Janine, you're from Dublin, and you were born and raised in Dublin?
Yeah, really? I'm living in Kildare now, but it's not too far from Dublin.
With me, don't forget.
Oh, and with Michael, yeah. We're living in Kildare.
And you guys now, do you live in Dublin now, then? Or?
No, we're living in Kildare at the moment. You know, it's only 15 minutes from Dublin, really, like, you know, so it's not too far.
Okay. And you guys are driving on the correct side of the road, is that right?
That's this, yeah. Not the right
the
side of the road.
Not
the correct
side.
That takes a little getting used to for us going that way. And I remember when we rented a car, and he was talking about the tooter and the boot. And I said, what are you talking about? What's the tooter? Well, that was the horn.
Oh, right, okay.
And the boot was the trunk. And
oh, I didn't,
yeah. Oh, that's right,
and,
yeah.
There's a little bit of difference in how we spell things and how the English, the proper English spell things. Like the word I think of is how we spell color.
Yeah.
You know, C-O-L-O-R.
Yeah.
And you put a U in there,
we do.
Right?
That's right.
And honor as well, I suppose.
Yeah, probably. Well, H-U-N-T-E-R.
Which is that?
What'd you say? What was the other word?
Honor. H-O-N-O-U-R.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Or
even the way we pronounce H. I say H, you say H.
Yeah. Or, well, aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminium, yeah. So, it's worth a trip. I mean, it's been years since we went to Ireland. We flew into Shannon. And we drove all around the country. It's very, very pretty.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Especially when you got out in the country. And you don't have to go very far to get out in the country either, you know.
Yeah.
It's a very small country.
Yeah.
But I sure appreciate both of you taking the time out of your busy day here.
Not at all. Happy to do it. Thanks.
See us. I want to mention, though, a couple of things. Number one, you're performing at what time?
4:20.
4:20. So it's about an hour from now.
Yeah.
And you're here on the main stage?
Or, main stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this evening, you are performing at
9:50.
9:50, and that's over on the
traditional stage.
The traditional stage. Tomorrow, you perform as well?
We do indeed. And the details are not at the tip of my tongue at the moment.
Okay.
But we are on tomorrow. I think around 4:00. I think tomorrow.
Around 4:00.
I'd have to check that up. But so looking forward to it again tomorrow.
All right. So I guess what I'm saying for those who are listening in, you've got three opportunities to hear full set. I mean, if you're living at Kettering, it takes you 10 minutes to get down here. Probably take you an hour and a half to find a place to park. But so you have this afternoon. You've got this evening and then a time to be determined yet.
It's 4:40.
4:40 tomorrow. And is that on the main stage then? Or is that?
That's on the main stage, yeah. No. Oh, wait. Yo, no. Traditional stage, yeah.
Traditional stage. Yeah. Okay. Main stage, 4:40 today.
4:20 today, yes.
4:20 today. Traditional stage.
9:50.
At 9:50.
That's correct.
Tonight and at 4:40 tomorrow
on the trot stage. Woo!
All right. Well, we got that. I'm glad we got that covered. And I certainly thank you, Michael and Janine, for
taking
time to speak with us. And if I get things packed up in time, I'll be sitting out here in the audience listening to you. Okay?
Yeah, be great.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We will return to Celtic Festival in just a few minutes. And we have, I think, one more person to talk to. And then we're going to go find a spot in the audience.
Sloan.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. Okay. So while we're doing that, you let your ears breathe now, you know. take the headsets off. Okay, so that was Michael and Janine Harrison from the band Full Set. And I think we have one more person to listen to, talk to here, and it's going to be as we're getting ourselves organized here as to whom we are speaking to. I'll just have you put that headset on. And we've also got Sean back with us, too. I don't know if he's going to be speaking, but he's going to give me a note here. Again, 420 is Full Set on the main stage, which is the one right up here by the river. So you might want to speak to Michael and Janine afterwards, and when you get a chance to get a little bit about real Irish music from real Irish musicians. Okay, so we have Steve Baldwin, and he's a marketing and development co-chair, sponsorships, right? And Michael, let me pipe you up here for a second. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about what your job involves.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been supporting the Celtic Festival committee here all year in generating support in the form of sponsorships and partnerships with all kinds of community partners. But we're already working on 2015 community partners and organizations that want to help support this event and help keep it free. So we have sponsorship packages that are available at all different price levels, all different price points, and in exchange, the festival is able to offer all sorts of branding opportunities, promotional opportunities, advertising opportunities, things of that sort.
So there are certain perks that come with that sponsorship.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We'll get your logo all over the place and get you branded on the commercials and billboards and such.
I saw some of the street signs out here, like for what, Mama DeSalvo's or Marion's. I can't remember who.
Marion's Pizza, yes. Yep. They're a new sponsor for us this year, so we're happy to have them, and they're serving pizzas out on the food court as well. So,
okay, so tell me, since you, being the marketing person, you kind of have a pretty good idea as to who's here and what kind of food is here then, right?
We've got all different kinds of foods, and I will tell you, most of the food vendors they pay to be here and then to have their booth space and whatnot, but in some spaces, they are. In fact, Marion's is a good example. They sponsor, they help pay for the event, so they're actually paying more than what a food vendor would normally pay. So they do have their space, they're able to sell pizzas as well, but we've got branding opportunities for that.
So are they actually making the pizza on site here?
They are selling on site. They've actually got a shuttle going back and forth of food, so I understand the pizza's good, it's hot, it's fresh, but it's not actually made on site.
I was going to say, that'd be a little rough to do here.
My understanding is this is the first time Marion's has offered pizza outside of their store location, so they're learning the same as we are.
Well, okay, and they'll be back next year probably with a better way of
doing
it.
We're certainly hoping, yes, indeed.
So you also have a lot of liquid refreshment vendors here.
You know, the temperatures are starting to climb already, so we got all kinds of good stuff out here to keep you cool. But Diageo, the makers of Guinness, Harp, and Smittix is one of our big sponsors out here in partnership with Bombay Distributors. So absolutely, they got all the cold stuff flowing, all the beers, lots of wine, and some cider, I understand.
Okay, so if you get thirsty, you shouldn't have a problem.
Shouldn't have a problem. Pepsi is also one of our sponsors, so got all your Pepsi brand names and of course, ice water if it suits you.
There you go. And just the interesting people you meet in the crowd probably do.
Yeah, the crowd is such. We have such a great crowd that comes down here. It's really a cross section of Middle America. A lot of these bands have huge followings, and so we have people down from Chicago, in from Philadelphia, up from Nashville. So it's a real good mix of creative types, and people enjoy their music and food. So,
well, so all these folks coming in from out of town, including the bands, probably a lot of them.
Indeed, the bands, yeah.
Can't hurt Dayton's economy any either.
Absolutely not. This festival has quite an impact on the area economy. And because we are a free event, we don't actually have a firm head count. We have to sort of estimate, since we don't have tickets to count at the end of the night. So last year we estimated conservatively we were in the $80,000 to $85,000 range, $85,000 people range. We're hoping to beat that this year, but certainly they're coming in from all over.
Yeah, well, you got great weather for it.
Weather's been perfect.
And you got enough covered areas if you get some rain.
Indeed,
the show keeps right on going.
Yeah,
right?
The show keeps on going. It's free. It's rain or shine. The music keeps going, and as you said, lots of covered areas. Everything keeps humming along.
And I guess you guys are probably once the dust settles from this one, you're planning for the next one then, right?
Yeah, so, you know, the dust starts settling about 2 a.m. Monday morning at the end of this weekend. And absolutely, we kick right into gear for 2015. We do.
Okay, and your organization is all volunteer when you're a 501c3 or something? Or?
It's true. We're a nonprofit. We are entirely volunteer staffed. We have no paid staff at all. So over the course of the weekend, we have 800 volunteers. You can see them in the purple shirts with the Celtic Fest logo on the front. There are volunteers, over 800 of them this weekend, helping keep this thing rolling smoothly.
So you can always use some more volunteers? Or
we can always use more volunteers.
Okay, so if you want to come around, and I'm sure if you're a volunteer, you don't have to work 24/7. You got a few minutes, you can go watch a program or something, you know.
Absolutely right, yeah. Most of the spots are filled this year, but it doesn't hurt to go to the information desk and ask how you can help out wherever there might be some spots available yet this weekend or into 2015.
Now, one potential problem area, maybe, and you can tell me how that you're working on that, is being able to kind of get any kind of close-in parking. I mean, you're going to have to walk a couple of blocks to get here, right?
Yeah, so all the parking is pretty generous nearby, as generous as downtown parking can be. But there is some close-in parking. I know there's some lots charging $3 and $5, and then if you're a bit further out, of course, it's free parking and street parking, and getting in here is no trouble at all.
Right. That's the main thing. If you want free parking, you just got to walk another block further, probably.
Indeed, you know? That's exactly right.
So the crowd here, you think that it's been pretty happy with the programs that have been going on?
I haven't heard any complaints yet, but I will tell you the committee does take all feedback and suggestions very seriously, and there are satisfaction surveys that are out and about. They're on all the street corner posts and also the information desks and the volunteer desks. So if somebody's very happy about something or has a complaint about something, we want to hear about it, and those surveys are floating around. We'd love for people to fill those out and let us know.
Okay, well, I certainly thank you for taking a moment to speak with us about the Celtic Festival. It's going to be time for us to going back to our regular programming and back to news. I just told Michael Harrison that I plan on sitting out in the audience here and picking up their entertainment that comes up here in about 50 minutes, I guess.
Very good. Very good. Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll let you get back to your job.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think that's going to do it for us and the Celtic Festival. I think we got everybody, right, Mike?
What's that?
We got everybody? We've done everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a few more a little more time? Do you want me to go over anything? Or?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you put a headset on here? We'll just see if if you put a headset on here, we'll see if there's anything else that we missed. We got a couple minutes. Let me pipe you back up here. There we go. We certainly talked to a wide variety of folks. Get your microphone over here for you.
Okay. There we go.
Yep.
And again, I got Sean Kane back with me, and talked to the entertainers, talked to several of the entertainers, the dancers, the musicians, and if you had a word for somebody to come down here today, what would it be? Do you have anything besides the weather's great and the food's great?
Entertainment. I think you've got something for everybody here. You've got the bands, you've got the dancers, you've got the children's area, historical stuff, cultural area. You've got good food, good drink. I mean, and it's free admission. We're open rain or shine. So you're going to come down here and have a great time.
All right. So that...
There's authentic Celtic items as well as traditional festival items. So
can't come. And the biggest thing to note is it's free.
Yes,
free admission. You know, so that means free entertainment, free people watching, and if you play it right, you can get free parking too. You just have to walk.
Yep,
a block
you have to walk around a little bit maybe, but you know there's plenty of parking available.
So, Sean, thank you very much.
Thank
Hopefully
you.
We'll get back down here next year to talk to you guys again.
All right. And thanks, Norm. We appreciate it. You guys provide great coverage, and we appreciate the support.
Okay.
Come on down to Riverscape.
All right. There we go. From the man in charge of the publicity, Seth couldn't have said it better. Come down to Riverscape and come down and see the Celtic Fest. So, from the 2014 Celtic Fest from Riverscape in downtown Dayton, Ohio. I'm Norm Schrein with Information Radio on the Road, and back to our normal programming.
Are you ready?